Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, July 19th, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, there is not in this country, nor has there been in any other underclass, democracy. From its inception, decision-making for the aggregate, the people as a collective, has been delegated to a narrow few. From its inception, there has been targeted repression, suppression of designated outsider groups. And from its inception, there has been a saturation of through and through falseness defining it, a falseness nowhere more pronounced than in the consciousness of its chief architects, those who wrote, protected, and carried forward its law. To the degree that the words of these founders have any import to we who were made subjects, subject to those who have seized the contested remains, that is to say, to the degree we too labor in their misconceptions, they apply to a people poised for flight, who must gather themselves, using them as a clarion call to communion. Are we happy when we can't use our gifts as we see fit? We who harbor them and are the only ones who can determine their proper direction to help our brothers and sisters? Are we happy to feel helpless in the face of so much unnecessary hardship all around us and globally? 60 million refugees right now at this moment. A lot of Afghans, a lot of Syrians. Are we happy pretending we aren't all connected? And that it's wrong for any of us to live in fear of being killed, fear of not being able to eat, fear of not having anyone who cares? I mean, these are manufactured problems. And the discussions that we start to have around redesigning our world reveals pretty obvious solutions. The state exists to command our energy in order to create and maintain conditions of artificial scarcity, so to fulfill its aims for the further aggrandizement of its power. It therefore must prevent our self-organizing, our organizing ourselves authentically, as this would manifest the abundance that we are. Do these petty, ignoble, unjustifiable restraints on our ability to grow our gifts make us happy? The only way we grow, and it is growing, that makes us happy. I so want these power guys to get that, you know, so that we can all get on the same page here. It ain't a zero-sum game. It is about us developing our gifts while we're here on the planet. And that makes us happy. We can all do this. I just want them to, we're all here to learn our lessons. I want them to learn those lessons a little quicker. A little less blood on their hands. They'll feel better afterwards. All of us will. The only way we grow, and it is growing that makes us happy, individually and collectively, is by following our questions uncoerced, by asking and answering them together, as truth is truth, collectively. And on that notion of following our gifts, following our questions uncoerced, we have to always remember we're talking about a system, not the state of mind you're in moment to moment. It is about a system. It is about the overall, the whole. It is from the perspective of the whole that the truth may be known.